Concurrent with this newscast, and until later this Friday night, 17 community groups are joining forces to host a forum featuring candidates running in the November 3rd election for Arcata City Council. This forum is the second in a three-part series. One of the sponsoring organizations, the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, Director Colin Fisk, explained how the public can participate tonight.
It will be broadcast on Access Humboldt's YouTube channel and Channel 11 and their radio station as well, I believe. And it'll also be recorded for future viewing on their YouTube channel and re-aired before the election. This is part of a series of three forums. We held a Eureka City Council candidate forum last Friday. Today will be an Arcata City Council candidate forum. And then next week will be a forum for candidates for the boards of directors of the McKinleyville Community Services District as well as the Humboldt Community Services District. And there's a coalition of organizations putting on these forums. There are actually, this time around, there are 17 different local organizations, so it's quite a range. And these are organizations that cover everything from transportation-related things like I do, to labor rights, to social welfare, social justice issues, other environmental topics. So it's quite a broad local range. And our purpose in holding these forums is really just to educate voters, because there are so many important topics that local elected officials make decisions about that affect our lives and the future of our communities. And yet, very often, there's limited information available to voters who are looking into candidates. And so this is an attempt to, ask questions about really important issues that otherwise there might not be public information about where the candidates stand.
Tonight's forum will be moderated by Caroline Griffith of the North Coast People's Alliance. The forums are being held virtually and broadcast live via Access Humboldt, online on their YouTube channel, and also on television channel 11, and on radio station KZZH. This and other forums will be re-aired several times before the November 3rd election. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Tanya Horlick.